And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday. No, make that Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 8:70, up 13¾ on the open. March, 8:74, up 12¾. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:66, up 13 on the open. March, 8:83, up 14½. May, 8:20, up 7. July, 6:72, up 6¼. September, 6:76½, up 5½ on the open. December corn opened at 3:48, up 3/4 on the open. March, 3:65, up 3/4. May, 3:74½, up 1/4. July, 3:84, up 3/4. September, 3:89, down 1. December, 3:97, down 1/4. March, 4:05, down 1 on the open. November soybeans open at 9:68, down 1/4 on the open. January, 9:86½, down 1/4. March, 9:98½, up 1/4. May, $10, down 1/2. July, 10:07, up 1. November of 2008, 9:44, down 1½ on the open. October soybean meal opened at 268.50, down 30 on the open. December, 274.20, down 70. October soybean oil opened at 39.20, up 30 on the open. December, 39.65, up 18. At the Merck, October live cattle opened at 94, down 10 on the open. December, 96.65, up 2½. February, 98.65, up 25. April, 98.90, up 20 on the open. October feeders opened at 113.65, up 45 on the open. November, 113.40, up 32½. January, 113.25, up 10. March, 112.50, up 25 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 57.40, up 2½ on the open. December, 60.40, up 42½. February, 66.95, up 40. April, 69.65, up 25 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 85.80, up 12½ on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, grain analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
What are the charts trying to tell us? And I want to look and focus a little bit today on the pit only charts in corn and beans, where there are some significant gaps to the upside.
Well, they're up there, and that might be something that the market will try to fill in if we don't get any real negative curveballs or so, probably in Friday's report. If something was a little more supportive, whether it was increased demand or maybe production is not quite as large as what the trade is working, then that might give the market a reason to go up and try to fill some of those gaps that were left. I think on the acreage or the stocks report that was released here a week or so ago.
Well, let's turn our attention to the numbers tomorrow. What kind of carryout do you think it will take in soybeans for the trade to be willing to make another leg higher?
Well, I think the soybean number needs to probably come in unchanged or maybe a little smaller in order to do that. I think you're going to have to see an increase in export demand on that ledger and a shrinking of ending stocks that might stir up interest in soybeans for another leg up, but I think you're going to have some generally positive numbers out of tomorrow's reports in order to do that, at least fundamentally to warrant that. Now, I think There's other things that the market can look at if we don't get. But the bean thing, you know, you run the risk of a bearish surprise in beans just as well as a bullish surprise. The trade's been talking about a 1 to 2 million acre cut in soybean acres and a 1 to 2 million acre increase in corn acres over the past couple of days. You know, what happens if it's the other direction? That would be probably a pretty bearish surprise on soybeans. I'm not too sure it would totally knock soybeans out of the saddle, but we are at some very lofty numbers. Demand is slowing some with these higher numbers in place. So we'll just have to see what USDA maps out tomorrow. But the focus is quickly going to shift to South America, their planting season, their growing season, and whether or not they're going to maybe increase their acreage as much as what the trade's kind of looking at for right now.
Let's turn our attention to the corn and ask you, why has the market been rallying in the face of what might be construed as bearish fundamentals tomorrow?
Well, I think the strength in the market tells you that, you know, harvest is wrapping up in many areas. I think it tells you that the end user has end user demand has picked up some. You know, you can kind of look at our weekly export sales numbers over the past couple of weeks. They've been very strong. Export demand has been somewhat active, but I do think with the higher ocean freight that we've seen here over the past couple of days, some of that demand has slowed, and I think that's what's being reflected here in today's markets being down some.
Where are we in your cycles, and are we due for a cycle low anytime soon?
Well, we are on both corn and soybeans. I mean, this is the time window here for the 10-week cycle to turn up. We're in a time window here, I think, for the 8-week cycle in soybeans to turn up. And up until yesterday, we were on our way to tracing out some pretty good reversal ups. Now, a lot of that will depend upon how we close today. We're losing some of that advance in corn here today, being down $0.04 or so in that same way as soybeans. But the fundamental confirmation of whether or not we're going to close out the week with a weekly reversal up or not will be tomorrow's report. If the trade can kind of get through tomorrow's report without anything bearish, then I think the cyclicals will turn up. Seasonally, this is a time window now for the seasonal strength to begin to increase on the upside. So it's kind of like the market's been kind of rallying against going upstream. Now it's going to be more in a position to go downstream, and it's easier to go downstream than upstream. So the seasonals are beginning to point a little bit higher here for late October, November period of strength, but a lot of that may come in basis narrowing more so than the futures advance.
So how much would you anticipate the basis narrowing in our neck of the woods over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks?
Oh, that's a tough one to call. I think the way Illinois is located, Illinois is kind of the residual supplier of grain. I think you'll see strength in the eastern Corn Belt and the western Corn Belt, probably more so than you will here in the central Corn Belt. But I do, I think, you know, as harvest winds down, but we got to get a little further down the road, I think, on harvest in order to see any kind of significant narrowing of the basis. And you have to see something back off on ocean freight. As soon as the basis has narrowed a little bit here the last few days, then ocean freight takes a big jump up, and then that weakens basis or that slows demand, so the basis falls back down again.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. No, that's not right. I am sorry. He's a grain analyst with ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. I pardon me for that miscue. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 863, up now 862, up 5¾. At the Board of Trade, December wheat at 861.5, up 8.5. The July at 670 is up 4¼. December corn, 344, down 3¼. May at 370¾ is down 3½. December of 2008 at 393.25, down 4. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. 10 o'clock Central Time.